Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
It's Courtney from LA. I can never, you know, you set the tone here every week.
I feel like I have a lot to report today. That was our news report.
Yeah. That was like a breaking news, breaking news report. You know, like this isn't
sorry,
just
guys.
Like,
Luann didn't get arrested again. It's not breaking news.
Yeah, there's nothing that's breaking. But it's just, I think that there's just a lot to talk about. So if you want New Jersey, we released that yesterday. So
got that off our plate. Check.
Yeah. Listen to the Jersey premiere. What a great premiere, guys. Okay. Let's just rank this before we start going to shows. We got Summer House, Salt Lake, and OC.
But let's add in Jersey too, because it's like the week.
Sure. Okay, fine. Salt Lake's at the top.
Yeah.
I'm going in order, chronological order. I'm going Salt Lake, Summer House, Jersey, OC. But the top three, the other ones are top three. And then OC was a 15th place.
I think OC, they had that gap week because they had the VPR reunion. Right. And then I was like, okay, great. We're back in Mexico. Let's see what's going on. And I was like, I'm bored.
You can't give us a filler episode after you take a week off. Like, if you take a week off, we better be waiting for something to happen. And like, Noella is not what we're waiting for.
I know. She passed out. I thought she was going to go to the hospital.
No, come on. You predicted that. We don't even remember what happened, but we predicted she's going to go in that hut. She's going to overheat. Like, we said that. Like, it's like, no, we wanted more drama.
And you even said, I think she faked it. Corny texted me. Corny texted me. She's like, I think she faked it. I go, no, she didn't. She's 90 pounds.
I really did love her black bathing suit, though.
10 tequila shots. Yeah.
We'll get into it. We'll get into the whole Noella of it all. While we're on OC though, did you guys see that Elizabeth Vargas's house, like the SWAT team was there?
We got a lot of people sending that. It sounds like, did the Jimmy guy barricade himself in?
Sounds like Jimmy barricaded. Mm-hmm. And
that's just sad. It's like a 51-50. But wasn't probably having a mental house? Breakdown. No, it was hers. That she Airbnb's.
It is? I thought it was always Jimmy's house that was right on the beach.
No, that's hers.
I am like 95% sure that that was his house, but okay. I'm going to let it go because I'm not going to go.
Well, guys, prove me wrong. I haven't done it before. Yes, you have. Every podcast, probably.
Every week.
I remember things differently than other people.
As do I. So I just could have sworn she was always hosting at Jimmy's house right on the beach. But
I think that was her house.
Yeah, it could be.
And then remember they were like, you're Airbnb-ing it. And she's like, yeah, I do. Because
no, I do not remember an Airbnb conversation at all.
Yeah. She Airbnb's it for a couple weeks. Yeah.
I don't remember. I don't know. Anyways, guys, Celebrity Big Brother premieres tonight too. And with Cynthia and Teddy. Okay. And then you guys, somebody sent this. It's like so funny. So there's an Instagram account called @officialSeanPenn.
Yeah. Not Sean Penn. I know. Yeah. Yeah.
And they post a photo that John Mellencamp had posted. Teddy's on some show tonight. I don't know what it's about, but like, good luck. Like her own dad. It's like,
I've been following her quarantine a little bit.
Yeah. And
she's just working out in a room. I mean, smart that they quarantined the people before.
In general, with Big Brother, they sequester them anyways. But then with COVID protocols, they make them quarantine.
Yeah.
You're going to watch it. Of course, I'm going to watch everything. I've been binging everything recently. Like everything.
I'm on episode 6 of Paris in Love.
Mary, I'm on like episode 10.
I know.
I binged it. Like I overtook you on this Paris in Love train. And I'm loving it.
I'm worried about Kathy for next season. I think she now knows that she's a star. They're calling her the IG, the instant goat.
Yeah,
and I just
wait till the bachelorette party episode, Mary.
I'm worried that she thinks she's so funny now. You know, people are calling her hunky dory.
She does.
She knows that she's funny. Before it was so effortless and it was her being herself.
Well, come on. Remember, she held out for more money because she was like, you need me. They gave it to her. Come on now. Like, but guys, Paris in Love, like we posted.
Carter. He's odd.
Carter's a fanboy. I don't think
they're a match.
Okay. So here's the thing. I've been watching this with my mom and she said, somebody talked to Paris. They saw the dailies. Somebody talked to Paris and told her, you better make it look like you love your husband, your soon to be husband, because she never makes eye contact with him.
I know she seems like nervous. And then when he talks about kids, she's literally like, you can see her taking a deep swallow. Like, oh man. Oh God.
Kids. I'm afraid that she's settling for Carter because he's better than the rest of them. But is he that great? Well, you know what?
I think he's a nice guy. He
just loves Paris.
I don't think
Hilton.
It's her guy.
Sure. I think
it's too regimented for her.
I could see her like having a few kids and then being like, bye.
Yeah. She could be pregnant this minute.
She could be. And you know what? But I'm excited because like I'm on The Bachelorette. So now, and she turns it around for The Bachelorette a little bit. Like, I feel like she hasn't been giving us a ton of personality and there's all this trauma and all this stuff from the documentary still. And Kathy and Nikki are a big part of it. It's like,
Nikki is lovely. Lovely.
Just, the show is just so funny to me because it's like, not good, but I can't, but it's so good.
I mean,
which is like Bravo, Hilton, you know,
is a hoarder. She is a hoarder of stuffed animals. She has purses and
I am convinced Mary, every hair look, every time we see her hair, she's wearing a wig. So that bob, it's a wig.
I think it is.
Like, but the front, she has like a front half inch of real hair and then it's a wiglet.
Oh, complete. I completely think it's a wig.
So then I looked it up. Like,
it's way thicker.
She has than her real hair. 800 wigs. 800. Okay. So that's more than 2 years of wearing the same, a different wig every day. That's
A Costco storage unit.
Like, and then we've got to like deep dive in this at some point. Once we finish it, we'll have to go in. But it's, you guys, it's a train wreck and it's so, it's great.
Get past the first episode because Carter might creep you out. But keep watching. Then it's a lot of Kathy, a lot of
Nikki.
Yeah, it's great.
I really like her friend. Oh God, Cade. You see more Cade.
Okay.
Her like best guy friend.
I just got to New York for the engagement party with
Kristen. And he's like a little, he's a little bit of a shit stirrer too. He's like, hey, Kathy, I heard some things. I'm like, oh, Cade, bring it on though. Okay. Anyways, we're getting season 2 of Real Housewives Ultimate Girl Trip in June.
In June. It's like, don't tell me it's June. That's too far.
We're February 2nd here.
Where, Groundhog Day, where is the Southern Charm trailer?
It's
got to be dropping any day now.
No.
You don't think so?
I don't want it.
Maybe it's going to replace the OC. Going to be on that Wednesday slot.
We're only like 8 episodes into OC.
OC, I feel like it's going to be a short season.
Guys, I got to be honest. It's like, we were loving Craig. And then after this week, it's just like, he's showing his true colors. Those red flags are out and he's going to get second place again.
I am a positive he's going to get a second.
Yeah. He's not winning.
No.
Like somebody DM'd, which was like really funny. Like my theory is that Craig went on Summer House this season and pretended to date Paige just so he could win March Madness because it's always someone from Summer House. I was like, yes, Smart. That is exactly what he did. Smart. I think so. But it's like, I'm not invested anymore. Like I want a Pat spinoff. Sure. I don't need to see more Austin on my screen.
I want to see Madison. I cannot believe he didn't come to Summer House this week.
You can't. I can.
Really?
Austin. Besides like getting screen time.
Craig already came.
Craig was going. You want to just get into Summer House?
Absolutely. We're 4th of July aftermath. You know, Maya cleaned the entire kitchen the night before. I'm Maya. I drunk clean all the time.
Are you? Come over.
Oh, I love it.
Really?
Because it feels so good in the morning when you wake up and it's all clean.
Remember the season though of Summer House where they were all cleaning, like wasted, like they were using like Lindsay as a human mop?
It's like it didn't count, you know?
Yeah. Like you're just having fun and cleaning. I was laughing though, because I'm like, okay, Alex must have given a really good interview or something and like pretend he was like an actor. So maybe he should win an Emmy because I don't understand. He's like, let's pour the alcohol out. And Lindsay's like, why?
I saw a meme that was like, did someone just see a picture of Alex's abs and cast him because he doesn't have a voice, you know? But I can understand, you know, obviously you're going to pour out the beers and the lover boys, perhaps even the wine that it was open
things
all
night. Things that lose like not carbonation,
vodka.
Right? Like, and there was multiple, there were like 3 handles of Tito's that Hub House was holding.
I love Tito's. So clean.
Yeah. I get a Tito's martini.
Yes.
Yeah. I got my martini order. No blue cheese. Gross.
Regular. I don't really like the blue cheese stuffed all either. It makes it look like dusty, too dusty.
Well, and then it's just like chunky olive on the bottom. Just give me reg.
I agree.
So, you know, we're also like Kyle and Amanda are still, you know, that. So she's going to go to brunch with the girls.
I thought he was probably freaking out when she said that. He was like, oh, fuck, it's that bad? Okay. He couldn't get into the party. He couldn't have fun. He's just worried about her the whole time. And, you know, this was just a really bad way to
kick. It was not a good weekend for him. Mm-hmm. You know, because we talk. So then we go back. Everybody goes back to the city. We get a Sierra, like a you know, selfie video or whatever. I'm like, she's like, oh my God, like this place is a mess. I'm like, it's literally cleaner than your first season on Summer House, but sure, sure.
But how does it even, I mean, I understand, like that looks like you were moving out. That's
yeah. I thought she was moving out too. And like,
how did you even pack? How did your boxes get there? There's shit everywhere. She needs a personal organizer. It's bad.
Well, she should call her friend Melissa Gorga. I remember that commercial with Melissa. Yes. Melissa Gorga in my closet? Like maybe she can do
something. I thought it was for TJ Maxx or Marshalls.
It was for Marshalls, but maybe she could help her get the containers from Marshalls at a discount.
She's got to do something. She's got to do something. It's for personal organizer.
So then we're going to Amanda and Kyle's apartment. Kyle's on a Zoom call and Amanda is in there just to bother him now. Like she goes straight to the ice machine to put ice in her cup while he's on a call. And I'm like, oh my God, they needed like more space. They need more space. Cause
kind of weird. They're like working in their living room.
What? Where would they work?
Is it a 2-bedroom?
Maybe not.
I feel like, well, they should definitely have a 2-bedroom and 1-bedroom is the office and they both work in the office.
No, you didn't. And then the same living space. Room. No, one works in the office. One could work in the living room.
Right. But no, but almost like the living room is like your sanctuary to watch TV. I don't think they're sitting at the dinner table every night, you know, maybe the dinner table is to their office work. But I feel like your TV space really needs to be decompressed.
Not all of us can have a lovely, a large size home like you. We have to do with what we can. I'd assume a 2-bedroom in New York is very expensive.
Well, when you're taking out $4.2 million loans.
Yeah. I was like, and if it didn't hear, so they had this heart to heart. And this is literally what we said the issue was the other week. Like Amanda's, you know, doing the merch. Kyle is like, this is all on me.
Yeah. He's really stressed out. This is a make or break opportunity.
Here's the thing.
He's like, though, we got to bring it. I feel like they hustle. Like they just got it to Southern California. Like Loverboy's still not even in like Northern California.
I feel like Carl hustle.
Right. I agree.
I think Amanda does a great job with the merch and the design and she did a great job, but I think that that's her. She's just she's merch
the visual and design.
She's the graphic designer of the team, yeah, you know? Yeah. And Kyle is like, no, like I eat, breathe, sleep, lover boy. Here's what I don't like. I think Amanda, stop threatening. You're going to cancel the wedding. Either do it or stop bringing it up.
Yeah. It's pretty awkward.
Like, you're not going to understand why I can't, like, why I'm going to cancel it. It's like, either do it or don't, because like, listen, he's not going to.
I think they're both wrong.
Yes, I think, but I totally agree. In this argument here, I was like, ooh, okay, we're seeing these things. And I'm like, she keeps being like, Kyle, you're doing this and you need to change. And I'm thinking, okay, agree that he needs to curb his drinking and he probably doesn't need to go out and he's telling us the reasons why. But also, Amanda, like, you either need to forgive and move on so that, like, he's not always triggering you.
I mean, I don't think that that's just never going to go away for her. And I think some people, was she Scorpio?
I did not know.
Let me look up Amanda's sign. Amanda, if she's a Scorpio, that's just never going to go away.
What date are Scorpios?
It's my birthday.
Okay. So we know from personal experience, I was like, I didn't know you were like such an astrology fan. So what you're saying is from
No, I mean, it's just, you know, it is the way it is. July 24th. Is she a Cancer? I don't know. She might be a Cancer.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think she's a Cancer.
Okay.
Okay.
So what does that mean? She's a Leo, actually.
Oh.
And that's not her birthday. They're all their birthdays are the same day, like the same time, aren't they? Because isn't it like we always celebrate Kyle's birthday, but Amanda's birthday is like a couple of days before and then
it's not July 24th?
It could be, but that could just be the start of Leo. I don't know. I don't have them saved in my calendar.
I guess it doesn't matter, but she's never going to forgive him. She's always going to be worried that he's going to overdrink because he does and then just make a poor choice because he does. So, and he's done it before. So why would you not think that?
Right. But you have to like, I don't know. There seems he even said like, it's always me that has to be the change. Now, yes, you are more of the fuck up. Sure. However, we got it. As we say, this is who this person is. You have to accept it. I also saw you guys. I saw a lot of my ex-boyfriend and Kyle this week. I was like, oh, dear God. Oh, oh dear God. Yes. I was like, oh, my God. So I'm not trying to defend Kyle because Right. We're going. That's for my therapist.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. So now we're all going back to the summer house, and Sierra and Maya and Paige are in the car together. And Sierra's like, Austin's not coming. Like, he doesn't like you.
I was shocked.
He doesn't like her.
I was sincerely shocked though, because okay, one, Craig's coming. Two, a missed opportunity for filming. And three, what else does he have to do? He doesn't have a real job.
What do you mean? Trop Hop is super successful in one part of Charleston.
Like, you know, I just think it's shocking he didn't come.
I think it's because he does not like her.
Okay.
There's probably some Madison drama. Well, he does
come eventually.
Yeah. And he licks Lindsay from front to back.
Right. And then what was the bomb later on? Should I wait?
Yeah. Just let's keep going. you know, Lindsay gets there too. And
Lindsay's in a bad place. Lindsay's like, I met this guy on Friday night. We went on one date. We're going to Mexico Tuesday. I'm like, that is a dateline. Okay.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, do not do that. Like, Lindsay, you're going to be on CNN. You're going to be a podcast series.
And I think she goes to Tulum with him.
I do remember seeing her in Mexico.
Yeah. But maybe she was like going to go with him for 2 days and then meet up with other people.
We're in the future now. So we know things are better for her, you know?
Right. I know. I think she's just trying to like have a fun summer and kind of like forget about the miscarriage and kind of move forward. Like her and Jason are going to work out. She's just trying to like embrace this single fun summer, which good for her, but I think she might be blocking out some stuff.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a pool day because it's nice out. Everybody's throwing their swimsuits on, but we didn't really see anybody in the pool. And then we moved on to taco night.
I noticed they made turkey tacos. They're always watching their weight in that house.
Well, you know, Alex loves a turkey meat.
Alex is like, I just got to eat this bowl of rice before we get in the car.
Well, he was like, I'm going to help smash the avocados, but I'm not going to make the guacamole. And Maya literally goes, what are you here for? And you know what, Maya? A lot of us asked that question this week, okay? But Danielle did say on Watch What Happens Live, we need to give him a chance.
Yeah, they didn't say the same about Ciara. They said Watch What Happens Live was really good. Lindsay said she was 2 months sober. That just made me think, are you pregnant? But her body is rocking. Maybe she's just doing it in solidarity with Carl. That she just seemed really clear-headed. And they both said that Ciara was the most boring in the house.
And the least fun and the most the messiest.
Right.
So yeah. Well, and then it's also, you know, it's kind of funny because it's like, Sierra, you did throw a glass at Danielle. So it's weird to me. And like, you did throw like, you threw a physical glass and also like a proverbial glass, because when you were on Watch What Happens Live, you were like, Danielle, Robert aren't going to get married anytime soon. So like, why? And you guys, this was Danielle's first appearance. And first off, everybody was like saying like she looked like the green M&M.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
she looks so good. They both look so good. Like I was just was like, I'm so happy for them, you know, taco night. So then Robert, while they're making tacos, Robert calls Carl and is like, distract Danielle. And Danielle's like, here, Lindsay, have some lemon panties. Would you let me borrow underwear from you?
I'd just say go commando.
Yeah.
I mean, I this has happened to me before.
I have two on a trip and recently. I went to,
yeah. And I just didn't wear underwear.
I just went to the store and bought some.
Right.
I mean, was I buying like, the only store that was nearby with underwear was Walgreens. Like Hanky Panky underwear. No, there wasn't even Walgreens. So it's like a random boutique.
Good one. Good. Yeah, those are good. Nice underwear.
Yeah. I spent like $50 on a two pair of underwear though. Right. I was like, ugh. Like, I want a Target or a Walmart. So she's being taken care of. You know, they're distracting her. Lindsay did not know Robert was coming.
Okay. This gave me, though, like kind of some eerie vibes of Lindsay's guy last summer. But it was sweet, but also like dorky. Like,
I think Robert's kind of a dork.
It was sweet. I mean,
the surprise of it all was really nice. She didn't know he was coming. He drove out there and then he got her two favorite foods, pepperoni and sour candy, on the same plate.
It was thoughtful. It was thoughtful. Just the setup made me feel uncomfortable. And then I was like, what is that room that they're in?
The pool house.
The flowers.
Dr. Bill's.
Needed some help.
It's Dr. Bill's second bedroom.
Oh.
But yeah, I was like, oh, I have those Amazon lights. I wrapped them around my mom's palm trees.
It was cutie came. It was cutie came. Can't say anything bad about that.
He was there. He was there and he didn't have to make her a sandwich, just candy and pepperoni.
Yeah.
You know, sweet. I'm sure that they did some, maybe they had already done something else. So this was still like a surprise celebration, you know?
No, I think it was.
He also flew in from Aspen just for her Watch What Happens Live performance.
I know. Very sweet. And he cut his hair. It looked great.
Yeah.
God. Or in a turtleneck.
Yeah. Is Robert going to go far in March Madness?
No.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Do you think he'll make
first
the
round?
I think he'll make the cut.
The first round. He'll make the top 64.
Okay. And then, you know, at dinner too, they're asking Paige about her first date with Craig that week. I find it completely bullshit that when she said we've only hung out twice since Vermont.
Courtney is very suspicious of the timeline.
The timeline's off. Who wants to agree with me on that? I'm like, oh, you've hung out twice. You're also saying things are super casual, but then you're offended by what happens later in the episode. And he's calling you babe and you're holding hands and you're making out. And like, no.
I agree with you. I do not think this timeline adds up. I don't think they hooked up in Vermont.
No, but they're saying they started dating May 2021 and it's July 4th.
Also, we know for a fact right after Vermont, Paige and Ciara went down to Charleston. So that was probably the first hookup. I'm going to say that's March. They've hung out more than two times since March, April, May, June, July. Come on.
Right. Like,
yeah,
come on.
They hung out more than that.
And
or also when they say like, oh, they hung out twice. Maybe that means she went to Charleston and stayed at his house for 5 nights, which that's basically.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like a long. Oh, yeah. It's
like, you know,
spent together.
Right.
That's like a sped up relationship.
You can have sped up relationships. You know, you can hang out with someone for a month and you feel like you dated for a quarter.
Is this also a personal experience of your Scorpio life?
For sure. If you're hanging out every other day with someone.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, I have to talk about all the outfits because first off, all the girls looked so good.
Yeah. I loved Amanda's outfit, the pajamas.
Okay. When Lindsay grabs Amanda and says, let's go get you changed. She's like, you're not going out in that. She's like, yes, I am. And then when we're there at the club and there's a scene and Amanda's just flipping off the cameras in her outfit. I don't know why it made me laugh so much.
She got it at Zara.
She had to like post on like, no, it's actually a set.
I think I thought it was cute. I mean, it's very Dorit of her.
Yeah. 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 And then I love Sierra's like outfit. She had this like tight kind of like goldy beige dress on that was. It was very Melissa Gorga, actually, if we want to connect that there.
Sexy summer.
Lindsay had her yellow safari jumpsuit on.
That went up her crotch.
Yes, that went up her crotch. Danielle had her cute, like a little like floral. I remember her posting.
I loved her outfit.
It's like $300, that dress. I remember she posted that. And I went and looked it up. It's like, oh, that's cute. Okay. Amazon. I will buy the Amazon knockoff. I can't remember what Maya was wearing.
Paige wore white pants and
top. Okay, you guys.
She has like a very disco vibe.
You guys, Paige posted yesterday wearing a shirt that was in orange and it was ostrich-like. I know. And the amount of you that said DMs and said, don't say anything.
I know last night Giggly Squad is touring live. They had their LA show. Craig went on stage for a while. They're coming to San Francisco tonight. I was weirdly not invited.
That's so weird. So I would have to, weird.
I would have to say no anyway, since I'm doing this.
Oh,
you saw Heather McMahon on Friday.
How was that?
It was good.
My friends went to the LA show.
Yeah.
Yeah. They said they had a great time. Great.
Yeah, I had too good of a time.
Yep. Oh, is that why I didn't hear from you the whole weekend?
Did I need fireball shots in line? No, I didn't. Did I have them? Yes, I did.
You know, needs and wants are different.
I agree with you.
needs and wants are different. You live your best life. I also laughed too, because as they were going out, Carl changed into white pants because he was pissed that Craig was also wearing white pants, where he's like, no, I'm the white the pants white of the pants house
man.
Now, did you notice Craig's Sean Wyndham Burke collection of necklaces?
I was wondering if that was like a microphone thing, like to go swimming.
There were a few of them on though.
Okay. Okay.
He had a few. He wasn't wearing them later in the night, but it was
I'm just gonna say it.
Nope.
Craig looks weathered. He looked really, he looked like he had, he looks like he's going out too much.
Like Carl, glowing.
Glowing.
Lindsay on Summer or on Watch What Happens Live, not drinking. Fire. I think what people are saying is if you don't drink a lot, you can actually look fantastic.
Right.
Right. So note to self. So then this is where the whole timeline thing comes up, right? Like they're making out at a bar and Lindsay's like, like we're all seeing the rumors. Also, I'm laughing because it's like they blocked out Kristen Cavallari's last name on everything.
Kristen
K, no Cav.
Okay. I also think it's really funny because obviously like Paige and Craig want to talk about this on camera. Well, also the cameras that we're watching are also all, they don't realize they know they're on camera,
they're live feeds. Yeah.
Live feed. So it's different. Yeah. You can tell it's more genuine.
But there's also a lot of voiceover in this.
I agree with that. But also like Kristen Cavallari, she doesn't need to put this on reality TV. She doesn't want this on reality TV. That's the difference. You know
she
what I mean?
She came out this week and was like, I've never hooked this up with him.
Yeah, they need this.
Oh, Paige is like fangirling. She's like, I don't want to be in a competition with her. I love her. Stephen! Like Paige was totally the Kristen in her high school.
Absolutely. No, I think she's more of an LC. I think she's a nice girl. No?
She literally blocked us because you called her shirt an ostrich. And then was like, let's not talk shit on each other. And then like went on a total live and was like talking a lot of shit. So I think she's kind of a mean girl.
I'm not worried about it.
Oh, there's no worry over here either. No worry. So Lindsay and Paige, like Lindsay like pulls Paige and she's like, so were you guys like exclusive? I'm trying to like figure out what's going on. And she's like, no, like we can hook up with whoever. She's like, okay, because I was talking to Austin and I asked him who was hooking up with Kristen and he said Craig.
Because it was like a very blurry line. Was it Austin or was it Craig? It's like, clearly it was Craig. You think Kristen Cavallari is hooking up with Austin? Come on. Big Jay Cutler.
Oh, so I could see her hooking up with Austin then.
No way.
Yeah. But it just the whole like this is like all during like that. Remember like the Taylor Swift stuff and like they were doing their lives and stuff. Yeah. So then Paige is like, oh my God, I look so stupid. And somehow. And so then Lindsay pulls Craig to the side and she's like, hi, I just want to like let you know what's going on. Like Paige asked me, I told her it was you. And he was like, Paige, if you listen to Lindsay, that freaking loser, you're weaker than I thought.
Like, I did not like this.
No, this was so rude. And then Lindsay like goes into the kitchen. Robert's like, hey, Linds, want some cookies? She's like, I'm just like, she just puts her hand, like breaks down. He's like, she's on the couch. Like, I just wanted to have like a kind of good night. He's like, don't we all? Like Robert's just trying to like band-aid the whole thing. He has no idea what's going on. And Craig is just yelling at Paige in the hallway. And this is why I'm obsessed with Maya too. She's like, excuse me.
You're gaslighting. Yeah. You're gaslighting, you little fucker. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and then Sierra is pissed too because Austin's being brought into this and her arch nemesis of Lindsay, who she's competing against in her own head, is like, because Craig says, they've been dating and hooking up for 4 years.
Okay,
what?
I think there's a lot of truth to this. I feel like anytime, so she said on Watch What Happens Live, they hooked up over 4 years ago, one time. I don't believe that for a second.
Well, so Danielle was kind of like, but I wonder if Danielle was saying, well, no, you guys like definitely hooked up this summer.
I'm sorry. You don't hook up with someone one time and then hook up with them one other time.
Is this also a personal experience?
They're on the roster. You might as well play them. Okay. It's not like your number's going up.
So true. It's like that movie, What's My Number? But it was like funny too, because I'm like, well, then remember too, he's telling Lindsay he's going to date her this year. And like, there's all like, clearly Lindsay, no. I think, falls in love very easily. And there's been...
They also have like an emotional relationship. Like they tell each other everything. They gossip about the same stuff. They're very much in the same industry. They can relate to each other. I think that's also why Carl and Lindsay are working out right now too.
There's a shared.
It's easier to be together with someone that's going through the same shared experiences as you.
Totally agree. But I just did not like Craig. Like Craig's saying all these things and I'm like, ew, stop it. And then at one point, Paige is just like, you're making me look stupid. He's like, oh, I can't believe you believe that. They're both losers. And Sierra's trying to be like, wait, they hooked. Like Sierra's trying to break it down. And she's like, hold on. Where do I fit in here? And it's like, they don't even, Sierra, that's for a tomorrow conversation. We got other things. And then Paige runs to Craig's room.
I was shocked by this. Also, what was this outfit? This like white thing?
This was like Skims underwear. I feel like it was like a Skims underwear set.
I couldn't even imagine myself in that.
Oh, I was thinking, I'm like, it would not look like that on me.
No, it would not be a good
look. I'd look like the Michelin man in
that. It would look like the marshmallow. Yeah, marshmallow.
Yeah, the Ghostbusters monster.
Yes.
But she runs in. He's like, where are you? And she's like, oh my God, I'm in your room. And he's like, babes.
I know. Calls her baby. Definitely a deeper relationship.
And then he's like, so we've made out before. And she's like, wait, you have? And I'm like, see, the timelines aren't matching up. We're caring too much for something that's super cash.
Yeah.
You know, it just.
She's also like very, I think, like into her image. Like she won't even say she's trying to pretend like she hasn't hooked up with Craig yet, too. And it's like everyone knows they've had sex.
Remember
already.
When she like gave a hard time to Luke for like playing Hannah, quote unquote. And now she's like doing the same thing to like Andrea with like Craig. And Andrea just wants his friendship back with Craig because Craig wouldn't text him back anymore because things were weird. And Andrea's like, I don't even care. Like I would have like been like, go for it. It's like, I already locked Summer House in. Andrea, I had already signed the contract.
Andrea's literally adorable. And
he's getting hotter by the moment.
I completely agree. And I have a prediction. If you fans, I think we can do this all together.
Oh, you're just no.
I'm going Andy all the way.
Wow, you're being biased to everyone, but I do think it's going to come down to Andy Vote with and your Craig.
Heart. Vote
I think
with
it's
going
to come down to Andy and Craig again. Craig's going to lose.
It will be.
It's just, you know, he's just so cute. Like he's like, I missed us. And then we get all these shots from Winter House. And I'm like, this is so rude that you guys did not give this to us. We missed 9 days of this vacation in that final episode.
Do you think there is a Winter House this year?
God, I sure hope so. Take them to Minnesota with Luke.
No, I feel like they should just go to like Vail.
Fine, or Aspen, whatever. But I feel like Luke has the Minnesota connection.
Yeah, but
Kyle was a Vermont connection.
Right. Just go to Tahoe.
Fine. Whatever. 2 weeks somewhere. Just give us another Winter House. God, how easy has that been to produce, you know?
Yeah.
Just saying, you know, that's all. This show just is, it just gets so, it's so good. Like I've really just, it's so low stakes and fun for me. I just really enjoy this.
It was another great week in the Hamptons.
Quick break and we'll come back with OC.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10 minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10 minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's OUAI, and they just launched something new. It's the anti-frizz cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Let's like scoot through OC quickly.
That you mean the Real Housewives of Noella. I just feel like that everything she wants to be in every piece of everything. So like she can't be cut out in editing. Everyone has an issue with her. She's trying to secure. Please go to her Instagram because today she released a over 3 minute video of her sex dungeon, which is a walk-in closet with a full bed painted red. Okay, now I'll be honest. I only watched the first 15 seconds. So I said, this is enough for me.
Oh, I see. I watched the whole thing because you said it to me because you said you were laughing so hard. And I'm like, it's just an ad for vibrators.
But the room itself just really made me laugh. Like she's come, like, welcome to my crib. And I'm like, that's a full bed.
Right.
And that is an IKEA headboard, the bed frame.
Well, she said in the video she was a bargain shopper because she found all these were like Goop items, but she found them at a lower price with whatever the t-shirt said on it at Playhouse.
Oh, the Playland or whatever.
Yeah, Playhouse or something.
Yeah.
Anyways. I don't know. I thought it was really highlights of the episode for me was literally Heather was so excited for this boys' night and Shannon definitely felt weird about it. I don't know what that was. Like she's like, oh, it's John Jansen's going out with him. So basically,
no, I think Ryan,
he was not invited. So it's basically Shane, Travis, Terry, and John Jansen.
Don't forget Terry's leather jacket.
You guys, I was like, Terry wears the same thing every single episode, a black shirt and a black leather jacket. Terry thinks
he's Danny Zuko from Greece and he's with his T-Birds.
So I literally Googled. Like Terry DeBro in a leather jacket. There's hundreds upon hundreds. And I'm like, is it the same leather jacket? He probably has about five of these leather jackets. It took me down memory lane because this has been his outfit for the last 10 years.
Oh, he doesn't change. But I think he goes to sleep in the leather jacket. Remember at the party, he's like, bye, guys, I'm going to go upstairs. And then still comes down back down in his leather
jacket. With the leather jacket. Yeah.
Maybe that's his skin. Maybe it's just when he goes into work, he puts his scrubs over his leather jacket.
Yeah, I just think it's funny. And then, you know, he's kind of grilling the guys like so
1 to 3 years marriage.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like he thinks he's like the dad of the group. He's like, hold on, this is my dinner and I'm going to question all of you.
I also feel like I think that's like not really an appropriate question to ask John Jansen and Shannon.
But also none of you are friends.
Right.
So
Shane's just chugging his Diet Coke.
Again, we're trying to do this New Jersey house husbands thing and it's okay. It doesn't need to be on every franchise. I think listen, sometimes the men on Jersey are more interesting than women. So we need them both.
Yeah.
You know,
and then just like the wealth of the DeBros, like us having to go around and just like literally talk about the numbers in front of all the friends. Like, okay, so this first house we're looking at is 13 million. If we get this house, it's an $8 million lot, but we're going to do 10,000 square feet, but you know, it's going to be 15 bang. And so 15 times by 500. So we're at 15.5 all in. I'm just like, I don't know. There's something like gross about it.
Yeah.
Like, I also like love it, but I don't know. I'm having a weird, it doesn't seem natural genuine. Like it does in the Beverly Hills.
Right. Well, and it's also like, I feel like compared to everyone else, she's so rich. So then it just becomes like the show off in front of everyone else.
I agree.
It's like, I just wanted to see the porte-cochere and then you could go.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and I have to tell you guys, I can't believe this. Emily and Gina are the freaking stars of this show. Gina just should give talk. Like we need like that pillow talk, you know, that galley talk that they do for Below Deck with Emily and Gina, because
I can't believe they haven't started a podcast, to be honest. Then I was thinking about what is Emily's job?
Reality TV star. Like, remember she's an event planner.
No, that's what I'm thinking. I was just kind of thinking about that. I was like,
well, I think she goes to Hollywood Boulevard and moonlights as the Hulk at night for extra dollars. When she was wearing the green bathing suit, they had the Hulk moment. Then she wore like this green teal bathing suit for the sweat hut. Yeah. And I was like, she's literally getting ready to be the Hulk.
I liked that bathing suit.
Oh, it looked great. I loved all their bathing suits. I really love Noella's.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed hers. But I was like Emily wrapping that napkin around her head at the dinner.
I know.
And they're just all so drunk because it's so hot there. They're all just dying. Like sweating. Shannon, again, you're right. You pointed out last week and you said, or 2 weeks ago, you said, Shannon, you got to do something about the hair. I'm like, no, it's a low pony. And then she kept wearing it.
It was just.
You can't wear that with the sparkle dress.
And I saw her Spanx. Did you see her Spanx? I definitely.
You know what? I love when Shannon shows us her Spanx though. Were they the crotchless ones?
I didn't get that far up.
Okay.
I just assume.
But I just, you know, the whole thing, like that dinner, I was like, and then I don't even know what happens because it was Tequila Emily and Fun Shannon and Noella. Like, I'm telling you, she's one of those. She's a single white female. Like she's like, you know, like that movie.
She literally goes, I call myself anti-psychopaths.
But it's like, nobody's laughing at the joke.
No, it's like scary.
Like it's weird. It's like, yeah, my daughters are like love. And she's like, Shannon, like we're going to have a connection. You're going to be my number one in this group right now.
Yeah.
Like she's feeling everyone out to see who will be the number one. Like later when she says like, oh, when Gina and Emily team up, I don't like that. It's like, cause she's not the Gina or the Emily to one of them.
I think she's also like pretty highly intelligent.
No,
like in a creepy way.
Oh no. I don't get that.
Like
at
you,
all.
I would not want to be in a fight with her.
We literally watched it with Heather. Because she's going to boil the bunnies?
Yes. Oh. Definitely bunny like boiler.
Okay. Because that's not intelligence, though. I think that's crazy.
But there's something.
I mean, her literal fight with Heather, I was like, you're not making any sense.
Right. No, I guess maybe she's not highly intelligent. She's highly disturbing.
Okay. Two different things. Two different things there.
Let's talk about the sweat lodge. So,
well, I wanted to say too, before we went into the next day, that they kept flashing back to the day before. How many activities were the day before? We went over to Tawny's house. We had horseback riding. We had dinner. We went through the casino. Like there were so many activities on this first day that I'm like, what time did they get there?
Heather keeps a tight schedule. Well, they took a private plane from OC to Cabo. It's like 2 hours.
Yeah, but okay. So what time do you think they left? I mean, Noella didn't show up till that night.
They probably left first thing in the morning.
I'm just saying there were a lot of activities. Yeah, day one. I was with Shannon when she was like, I'm tired.
Mary would have had a hard time.
I don't want to plan anything the day I arrive somewhere. Okay, yes. Talk about the sweat lodge.
Okay. So I want to do this. I feel like it was a really powerful experience.
Something happened in that room.
I really do believe it. Like I believe in this kind of stuff though. Like, so it's to come to like clean our soul, you know, it's kind of like your mother's belly and we're going to leave it in there. And so they say the interior is 97 degrees. And then
it was 102 at one point.
It must have been like, I feel like they shouldn't have put the blanket down, you know?
That's where I was all in then. And then they put the blanket. I'm like, I'm out. My claustrophobia is at a new level. Do not stick me in that room.
So basically Noella is having like a wave of like
her and sounds Emily.
Coming out of her and like tears and snot. And it seems like Emily also just had like this break and then like Gina could just like feel their energy and like, sounds like it was such an intense experience.
I was like, what are we asking questions? How are we getting to this place?
I feel like the lady just like narrated them through it. Like,
no, that's what I'm saying. It's like, what is she saying? Like, are they just in there just like, oh God.
No. Well, and then I think it's like, you're pushing your body to another place.
Yes, this didn't seem like fun to me.
I know. I don't know. I would do it.
Sure, with the thing open.
I would try it. Okay. I probably wouldn't last long. So then, I wonder how long were they in there?
I don't know, but it kind of made me laugh when they were not laugh, but like when someone like went into their mic, basically was like, John, I know you can hear me. Come get Noella now. Like I was
it's like the medic.
Like we're breaking the fourth wall here. Right. And then he just carries her out. So like she literally flipped like a folding table.
They were like the arms. They were just like, here's some Pedialyte. Get better soon. Like that's honestly
like we're gonna give you some space, and then like, and then Gina pulls out like two Gatorades from her purse, and they're sitting there. Now, was Emily bruised on her face?
No, I think she just got like so red and like.
No, it looked like green bruised.
Right. Oh, I didn't notice that, maybe like dust.
Maybe, but I don't, were you too, because Gina was just peeling off her eyelashes, taking her makeup off. Like they were making me laugh. Like, I don't know why, like the two of them were really making me laugh.
Gina got really concerned about Emily. She's like, I really just like felt something crazy. Like, are you okay? And then very much like Emily was like, it's fine. It's fine. Like she did not want to talk it anymore. And then I like made me think, I'm like, is Emily having a hard time again?
Well, she's told us in her interview, like every trauma that she's ever had had bubbled out, and she's tearing up while she's telling us this, you know, and it just all came out. And then Gina's just kind of like, let's just shower and clean it off and like head back to the pool and have a margarita.
No, that's what Emily said. Oh, Emily was like getting mad at Gina because Gina was like, are you okay? Are you okay? And she's like, let's just shower. Let's clean it off and let's head back to the pool and have a marg. Like she wanted to forget.
I love that we went to the next scene and it's just them sleeping in their beds, taking a nap. So it's like, cute. This is me. That would be me too. So then they go, they wake up and they meet Noella.
Then we find out Noella doesn't have a ride home.
Well, this is such a lie. Like she's clearly she was on the plane right there. She's the one who forgot her passport.
No, but in the private jet.
But she was supposed to be on the private jet there. So I don't understand why she wouldn't be on it back.
No. She always flew commercial on the way there. No, it wasn't.
Because she forgot her passport card. She was supposed to go private with them.
Oh, I didn't think so. For some reason, I think she was always coming later. And then she didn't. And she hasn't flown commercial in so long. She didn't realize you had to bring your passport.
No, so people told us that passport cards are for cars going across. No, I think she like, I feel like she literally was supposed to be on the plane with them. And then oh, it's just, this was a pity invite. It's like, no shit. You were in Heather's house a week and a half ago, cursed, like telling her you didn't want to be your friend. It's the cast trip. So of course you're invited, but it's not because Heather wanted you to be there.
Right.
And they're like, Emily's like, did you know? You're a pity invite. Gina had to convince her. Ooh, am I telling you something you didn't know?
I know. And then Noella basically got mad at Emily. I was like, so how many girls have gone down on you? Because you told us one.
She's like, let's all raise our hand. I was like, oh God. Like Noella is like scared. Like, okay, if you have watched Yellow Jackets, I just feel like Noella would be the one who gets everybody to like turn on each other. She is like queen bee scary. Yeah, she's so intelligent. Can we just say intelligent's not the word?
I already said that.
I know, but
I said disturbing.
Like, I know, but I just feel like I keep thinking that you think she's highly intelligent and I'm worried
for
that.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. I'm not going to worry. So Emily is done. She's done more than Kiss a Girl. She experimented in college. She did the full Nutter Butter, you know, and Emily's like, okay, let's move on.
Yeah. Let's move on.
Guys, Dr. Jen's got to go. She's got to go. What are you contributing?
I feel sad for her because she is in chronic pain and she doesn't even have support from Ryan.
And we're calling him by his name, Ryan.
It's just like, I feel like she thinks she does everything. Clearly she's the breadwinner. She just doesn't have the support she needs.
She came on the show to get divorced.
I think she came on the show also to get like some new clients. Right. Maybe.
But it's just, you know, I'm like, I'm sad for you because I think that there's a lot going on, but what are you contributing here for us? Like here's the, like Noella at least she's exhausting, but at least she's like providing us a crazy, like you're not providing us anything in this first season that you're not going to be asked back.
I think Heather is giving her good advice.
Yes.
And she's been like a good mentor to her because she's like, basically, I was in the same place as you and I'm Ryan. And I had to tell Terry, like, hey,
we failed at this partnership.
Yeah. We got to figure this out together.
I like how she worded it too. But again, like Jen's like, I have to be Heather's number one.
You think Dr. Jen wants to be Heather's number one?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they are connecting.
Yeah, but I just think she wants to be. There's a scene. So when Tawny came in before they were going to the look at the houses, Tawny and Heather were hugging. And at one point, John like pulled Tawny away so she could get in for a hug. Just these are details.
Okay. Not like
a hard pull, just kind of like put her arm out, like, excuse me, it's my turn. You know?
Interesting.
And it's just, you know, I gotta be honest, like we were able to tell from the first shirtless scene of your husband that he sucked.
He won't even have, it reminds me next week that they're going to have
Bethany the Jason.
Yes. Bethany Jason, number one.
Jason, number one, bald head Jason.
Yeah.
He's like, not with the cameras. Yeah. Okay. So then we're having dinner and, you know, we go to we're doing a tequila tasting and Emily's basically telling us like, she's not ready for this because she's going to Hulk out.
Right, right.
Gonna go destructive. I love the flashback scene that they gave that.
Yeah.
And then we're all at the dinner and it's like, Noelle is like, I'm ready to start shit.
Yeah, yeah. Like, don't tell me what to do. I'm feeling provoked. Ladies, I found out I was a pity. Provoked. I was a pity invite.
And Heather's like, I didn't want to invite you because you gave my daughter pornography. And Noelle's like, excuse me? Like, she's just like, I Googled on Amazon LGBTQIA plus gifts. And this is what popped up. And she's like, okay. Like, and I'm like, Noella, like, listen to what they're saying. Because basically they're saying, did you look at the cards? We'll give you the benefit of the doubt. And she starts reading. And she's like, she's so argumentative with Heather, like, no. And she's like, let me read you some cards. And then she's like, I'm mortified.
She's like, Gina's basically like, just, she's allowed to feel like this. Now you just need to say you're sorry. She's like, I am a bisexual, biracial, liberal woman that lives in Orange County. Don't say I'm inappropriate. And then they literally read the thing. She's like, so that was insanely inappropriate and I'm horrified. But porn is the wrong word to use. Okay. Don't say I gave your teenage daughter porn.
She's like, maybe, like, again, I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt here. Like, it was like, she just,
I also feel like Heather kind of revealed that maybe more than one of her kids was,
I appreciate what Heather said, though, because yeah. I think she was kind of like, oh, you like can't pull that card with me. Like, I'm very much an ally here. Like, I'm supportive. Like, but again, you gave my 17-year-old daughter an inappropriate gift. Like, just say, I'm sorry. That wasn't my intention. I thought they were something fun. I didn't realize how inappropriate it was.
Yes.
Boom. Heather doesn't hold it against you, but you creating this argument. Now, Noelle is somebody you also can't talk sense into.
No, she's. We're going round and round and round. Will she go home on the plane?
Yes.
Okay. I guess we'll find out.
I just don't think, like, it's just.
It looks like they come back from Cabo and then, I don't know. I'm bored.
And we have to see. Yeah. It's like, again, you can't take a week off and then give us a filler episode.
I agree.
Okay.
They had a good momentum. I was excited. I was like, having fun.
Yeah. We got the mid-season trailer after the last episode, which looked like, oh, Aspen's going to be crazy. And then you give us this.
Yeah.
And listen, not everything can be winners. So unfortunately, Orange County, you were a loser. Let's take a quick break and we'll come right back with Salt Lake City.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This was a powerful, powerful episode. And we've also had, this is like our fourth episode at Zion, I feel like.
This season doesn't stop. We're on like episode 19, this was, I believe. There's not, or 20. No,
you probably don't have much time left.
So there's not going to be an episode. So that, yeah, so we have 2 episodes left, but the finale is going to take off a week because of Super Bowl. So the finale will be like the 20th or whatever that date is.
Oh, are they really not going to do it for Super Bowl?
why would they? They'll get, everybody's going to be watching. They do this like every year and everybody always gets upset. I think there's also the Olympics that are happening that start this week too. Sure. So it just seems like there's probably an amalgam of things that are going on.
Right.
That's at least what I've heard. However, things could change.
Right.
Things could change. But tell me this, you on the Barlow train?
I'm definitely on the Barlow train.
Choo choo, baby. I love that.
Been trains passing this whole episode. Just think of Kylie Dodd.
I mean, honestly, this episode was like wild, and like something would happen. I'd be like, oh my God. And then something greater would happen or like crazier. And I'm like, what's happening?
I definitely think that Meredith Memorial, there's a weird timeline.
I disagree. I think this is so crazy that they're even questioning. It's like, who cares? The memorial might have been Monday and she was with her family on Tuesday. What is she supposed to do? Go to Vail, fly back to Utah, and then go to Aspen or whatever it was.
What day was the memorial?
What does it matter?
It matters to me.
It does not matter. She was with her family. There was a memorial one of the days. I think it was Tuesday. But
why would she pick up if there was a memorial? Why would you pick up the phone?
It might not have been at that exact moment. She might have been like with her family in the afternoon. No, I think, okay, you're getting into a Whitney territory, and that's a really big deal for me. You need to stop it.
Okay, let's talk about Lisa and Heather going on a date. They go horseback riding.
We need leather, not weather. We need leather.
Oh, I thought it was funny. Heather's like, I just thought like I could be your friend because you're cute and you have money. So I think I should like give you a chance. So want a popsicle?
It's so funny when Heather goes to Lisa, she's like, Lisa, like, I feel for you in this situation. And Lisa's like, I feel for me too. I'm like, icon, icon, just like so quotable. She's a quotable.
But Heather's really like, I mean, Meredith did not have your back. And then, but Lisa's like, I never called it a fake memorial. And then they're really trying to figure out this timeline. Like, was it on the Monday? She had it on Monday in Aspen, but Jen got arrested on Tuesday and Lisa called her on Tuesday. So when was the memorial?
I guess it just does. What does it matter? Like, again,
I think the memorial was on Monday.
I'm just getting so annoyed that Weather literally thinks that Meredith is at fault for Jen being arrested. I'm like, you two are dum-dums. You're big dum-dums. I don't know how you're surviving in this world when you think that Meredith is the one behind this whole Jen thing. Like, move on. Who gives a shit?
I think, I wonder what's going to happen with Meredith next season. Like, I could almost see her quitting.
No, Meredith is a secret Bronwyn. And what I mean by that is, remember when Bronwyn was doing her tour to every city and like hanging out with the other housewives? Like, I feel that
she went to Jersey, did that baseball game.
There's a ton of pictures with other, like, I think,
but that's because she doesn't have a house.
Well, her husband can't keep a job. No, but I think for like Meredith, it's like
basically get a ski lease.
Like, you tell me though. Okay. Do you
literally get a Park City ski lease? That's just an Airbnb. Yeah.
They just Airbnb something for filming for 2 months.
Yeah.
And it's just Meredith and Brooks.
Yeah.
Sometimes Chloe stops by. Mary didn't even know that Reed, the oldest son, existed.
I literally was like, wait, they have another son? What?
But it's like, I guess for me, I'm like, I don't like when, unless it's like being filmed, I don't like when housewives mix with other housewives from different cities, because it's like, no, you're like breaching, like, they're.
Oh, I would do that. I like it.
No, what I mean is like,
I know what you're saying. I like it.
No.
It's okay. We can have two opinions.
No, I don't. Okay, fine. It just feels like that they're breaking a fourth wall when they go see other people, unless it's like a run and where they're all at a party together. But when you're going just to visit, no, I don't like that.
I like it.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, Whitney and Jen, they go ATV and, you know, Jen
is wearing an orange jumpsuit.
Jen Shaw couldn't have a care in the fucking world. She seems like she is in a great mood. Money
for glam squad.
She, like, I just remember when Teresa was, you know, on her way to camp, there was such a darkness and heaviness around her. Jen Shaw, you wouldn't know she had one problem in the world.
The only thing she's guilty of is being Shaw Maisie. I know. She literally is like trolling us wearing an orange jumpsuit. And not only that, they ride these ATVs and then she lets Whitney get
her face dirty and talk to her in a serious moment with that dirt goatee around her. I was like, you are such a shitty friend.
No, I love it. I love it. And,
she's killing me this. Like, Jen Shaw's good entertainment. Oh, horrible person, good entertainment.
It's shamazing. Okay. So then the producer asks Jen Shaw, like, so if Meredith lied, why would that be so important to you? And she's like, well, if you lie about your father's memorial, what else do you lie about?
Remember when you lied about your husband in the hospital? Like, what? like she's saying something so serious. I'm like, you literally told us your husband was in the hospital.
I've like completely turned on Meredith. And like,
I agree.
As Jen Shaw is saying this, I'm like, yeah.
What else has she lied about?
I mean, we know. Because Lisa Barlow tells us everything at the end.
I just feel like
we'll get there.
Yeah. And so, but then like Whitney, I just can't handle it. Cause like Whitney is just like, is there more? Like,
well, it's like basically Whitney's like, let's break the fourth wall, but I can't. So please help me. I have to narrate this. You know what I mean? She's trying so hard.
But she really thinks she's a detective. She's no MKEPI. She's not a Sutton Strack PI. Like she's like, I'm going to break this down.
Wait, you guys, yeah. Dolores, speaking about PIs, Dolores's new boyfriend finally has a public profile if you want to go check it out.
Okay. Literally, you guys, I had no idea. I'm like, who is this Paul O'Connell popping up? And I was like, wow, Mary went deep. There's no pictures of Dolores on it.
Not yet.
Well, just
his parents are on Instagram,
is it official?
His parents are like straight up from Ireland.
Love it. Yes, but I wish you could see it because when you go to his page, you're like, who the hell is this? Like, right. I was thinking like, must be one of Michael's friends. That's literally what I thought at first. I was like, Mary, some of the accounts you want us to follow are because like Michael likes them. I just assumed it was my.
Well, that was one account.
Well, that's many in my eyes. I don't know. I thought Paul was another. I was like, that's sweet.
No, I do that on my personal.
Okay. Well, I thought it was sweet. And then I was like, oh, it's Dolores' boyfriend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. We got to find Frank's new girlfriend.
Oh, we do. That's a good research project to get a hold of.
So then Mary, Meredith, and Jenny all go to the spa. Jenny has worn her 10-inch heels for the spa.
It's insane.
Like the outfit is makeup. Her hair is fully curled. Like that is a fresh curl. Like she went to Jen's glam squad or something, but no makeup, right? They're all wearing these heels to the, I don't know why when people wear heels to a spa, like it really makes me giggle. Like Meredith's in a tracksuit with like a little kitten heel.
No, Meredith knew the assignment. She's like, Jenny, it's called sunglasses. Come on, Jenny.
Yeah, duh, Jenny. So first off, I never want to get a massage with anybody in the room. Not even like my husband, my boyfriend. Like
it's not necessary.
Like, should we, unless we want next time you and I are together, we could do a couple's massage.
But it's really not necessary.
I agree.
How is that a couple's? You just go to your separate ones.
Right. And like, we'll meet later.
I actually feel like you could feel the energy of the other people in the room, which would.
You don't want that. Yeah.
Sometimes I get anxiety during a massage.
Mary wearing her sunglasses, though. I'm like, that room was bright.
That didn't bother me as much as all her clothes.
Right. The whole thing. And then, so then after they go and they sit outside together and Meredith's like, Jenny, how's your husband? She's like, oh, and I'm like, nobody cares anymore, Jenny. Like you suck. Right. Like we don't care. And then they're like, Mary, how's she? Oh yeah, no, I'm not going to share that with you.
I'm not comfortable talking about that side of my life because I don't know you well. So I'm just going to go.
Bye. Yeah, I don't know why it made me laugh so hard because she just is like, the thing you just have to appreciate about Mary is
she owns a baby.
She does own it very much so. Then she calls her son we get back to the house. She calls her son while he's peeing.
And she just urinates on the phone with her.
Yeah. And I'm like, we have to listen to that. So Mary has farted this season and just said, shh, one second. And now we're like listening to the urination. I'm like, oh, that Cosby household.
It's so strange. That kid's high all the time.
Well, he didn't want to help pick out the dress for the night for blue or gold. Blue or gold.
Right.
You know, he didn't want to do it.
So
then Jen
In honor of Mary calling me a Mexican thug, I'm hosting a Cinco de Mayo party.
Hey, she embraces it. She embraces it.
She was giving me very like Selena Bitty Bitty Bumba outfit, like with her look.
Yeah. No. And then it was so strange. Meredith's like, so Whitney, I just need to talk to you about something. Like, I'm just
like, why Whitney? Because she knows Whitney's the one who's like, thinks she's a detective. Meredith's smart. She drops it to Whitney because Whitney's dumb enough to bite on it.
Right. And she's like, I mean, so Jen Shaw is hosting this party and she has told the government that she has $0. So I just think if we go to this party that she's hosting, it just looks really bad. Like, who's paying for this dinner? And Whitney's like,
The husband's. It's like, it's Bravo. Bravo's paying for it. We all know that. Okay. Come on. But I'm like, Meredith, you little dog, because you know Whitney will bite at that. Then Meredith also did take the snowflake necklace gift. But on Watch What Happens Live, she said that's sitting with her lawyer and she's happy to give it back for, you know, restitution. I'm like, first off, if you think that necklace is any more than $25 from the local Claire's.
Right.
You're lying. Okay.
Dusty diamond.
Yeah. A foggy diamond.
Foggy.
Yes. Yeah. 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 But it's like so funny because, like, you know, she just knows Whitney's the one you go to drop that little nugget to.
What Meredith should have done at that party was literally like, as Jen's giving the gift and she's like, you know, I just care about all of you. I designed these snowflakes. They're all completely different like us. And there's six diamonds and I'm the big one in the middle. Like, it would have been so powerful if during that Meredith was like, I can't accept this gift.
Well, I'm like, are you going to Kim Richards us with the bunny at the reunion?
Yes, you're totally right.
I don't think she does though. Cause she said that the necklace is with her lawyer. And I've
heard
that
Watch What Happens Live. Yeah. Week. And people said some stuff about her face.
And then she came back and she was like, it's nothing. But all these people were like, you got Botox and filler. Just like admit to it. Like you saying like you're puffy does not mean that your eye droops like that.
Right.
You know, it's just Meredith. She's afraid this
is going to happen to Kathy this season.
Meredith is like, she was too high on her own stock and you can't break a friendship of 10 years that was really there before a show. People do not like that.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, Lisa, sorry. Now we'll go into it. And I don't like the things that Lisa said and calling Meredith a whore and everything. However, she had reached a breaking point.
Yeah, she did.
And she's still okay. So we're at the party. Okay. So the Mary's like, I'm going to go inside. It's really cold out here. And Whitney's like, Mary, can you please bring us some blankets? And Mary said, no, I don't think so. And then walked away.
Well, then I was also confused about the temperature. I'm like, Mary comes back with a jacket and a scarf and then everyone else is like in tank tops. I'm like, what is the real temperature?
I think it's cold. It's like desert.
Yeah.
It's like cold, hot during the day and then it's, you know, cooler at night. But yeah. It was just like, I don't know why it made me so laugh. And she's like, nah, I can't do that.
Right. No. And then, so then Heather's like, so Mary, like, do you like Jenny? And Mary's like, no.
Loved it. I don't know why it made me so, I didn't expect her to say, like, I expect her to be like, well, you know, cause she just apologized to her the night before.
Right.
But no, she's like, I'm not trying to be rude. She's like, and then Mary's like, I think you're rude. You just blurt things out. And she's like, and I don't care. And I'm not asking for your opinion. And then she burps. And they're like, can you like be, Heather says like, you know, Jenny's husband like pitched in for this trip. So like, you know, and Mary's like, what does that mean?
She's like, because you don't have one.
Like, she's like, oh,
so bad for Heather. That's like her biggest insecurity.
Well, I laugh when Heather was like, do you think I think I have a husband?
Right.
Like, she's like, and then she's like, and who's your husband? Mary Cosby. They always call her Mary Cosby too. Sometimes if they're really strict, they want to like really
Mary M.
Yes, exactly. Who's your husband? Your step granddaddy. I was like, oh. And that was even the most iconic line of the whole episode. That on its own would live in infamy and it got upstaged.
Yeah. And Mary's like, all right, relax.
And Mary's just, I don't want to know you.
Okay. And then Lisa's like saying, I mean, Meredith,
she just owns it. I can appreciate that. I mean, she's I just don't like Jenny. And you know what? All of this is fake. No one even likes each other here. Yeah. And
Jen's
general.
Like, hold on. Jen's like, wait, let's go back to that point. Cause that was like really important. You know, and Jen's like, you said that we're not friends. And then it all of a sudden starts like turning because like Lisa's saying to Meredith, like this behavior, like that is not kind. Like, and you're going to stand up for that. And then the whole thing was like so weird because then like Meredith was also like, well, yeah, that wasn't nice. And I don't think I would say that. And I'm like, what's going, there is something going on with Mary and Meredith. What is this? Just like an alliance? Was it Survivor?
A complete alliance, but I don't know why.
Right. Exactly.
And then Lisa Barlow's like, Mary, you're fake as fuck. You say sorry. This is a cycle of abuse.
She goes, well, you, Lisa, you eat Taco Bell.
I love Taco Bell. Don't worry about my diet. I also love fine dining.
She's like, and then Mary, like Mary stretch, takes this big stretch, big reach for her. And she's like, well, just because Lisa eats fast food means she doesn't have any depth. She doesn't say depth. She says DEP, D-E-P. And I'm like, you got that. And then like Lisa, they're like going after each other. Like,
you're Lisa, fake as fuck. You and you eat Taco Bell. You raise your kids on Taco Bell. You and your kids and your husband need nutrients.
And then she's like, Lisa Barlow is an amazing human being. So Lisa Barlow said that about herself. Right. I love it. She's like, I am authentic. Everything I say, I own. Like, I own it. And she's like, you know, like, people in your church and your congregation, they're all leaving because they don't even know who or what they're praying to.
Yeah. And your apology is fake, like your church.
And then she's like, Whitney, you've been to my church. You saw the congregation. And Whitney's like, I did. And it's like the whole thing. I'm like, I don't even know who won in this because it was like, Mary in her head is like, oh, I got her.
But then Mary's congregation is like not alive in real time.
Yeah, we find that out in season three. And Meredith confirms on Watch What Happens Live, by the way, that Mary is not on season three. So
yeah.
She's gone. No, I know, but I just feel people got want it. Like just okay. Fully confirmed. And then she's like, and she also said, my whole congregation doesn't even like you. I'm like, what is she doing? Like preaching on Sundays, being like, and we praise God. We do not praise Lisa Barlow. Like, what's the conversation happening? And then she's like, and you can never come. And she's like, I don't even want to go to your church. And she's like, I don't invite the devil to my church. You're a chihuahua. And then
Jen comes pretty crazy.
Well, because Jen is also left too, because she wants Lisa to be consistent, which I'm like, I'm so confused.
I honestly can't. Jen Shaw needs to stop coming at Lisa Barlow. Just stop. It's over.
It's also like, what do you want from her? Because she waited a week before she figured out what was going on. Because like, hi, you were arrested for a pretty big deal.
Right. Right.
And she needed to like make sure like she had to like kind of decide in her life. And she eventually did come around.
Wait.
And you guys, did attack her on the bus a couple of days ago.
In a month. I can't believe we haven't had Jen Shaw on Watch What Happens Live. They're giving her no press.
She can travel to New York.
But they're giving her no press.
And apparently Los Angeles somehow.
Yeah.
I'm still upset about that, you guys.
Yeah.
Still upset. And then it's like Whitney's like, Mary, doesn't God love everyone? And she's like, she goes off on her. She's like, the way you are on your pole upside down. And Whitney, clever as hell. I'm like, she's not usually this way. She's like, God told me how to use that pole. But then like Mary's like not getting it because they're like, you're literally like, you run a church and then you're so mean to everyone.
No, like, she's like, why am I held to a higher standard because I lead a Christian life?
It's like the whole thing. The whole thing is like so crazy. I'm like, and it's like talking to a wall. Like, I feel like Mary is just so hard to get through that. She's like, she doesn't even care. I don't know why she's here.
No, I don't.
I can't figure out why she's.
Well, guess what? She's gone.
Yeah. So I guess she probably still thinks she's probably in her closet bedroom talking to Charlinda still and the glitter mannequins. And she thinks that the cameras are there. Like Robert Jr. probably had to set up like Arlo cameras in her room.
Yes.
Like as like live feeds, you know, yeah. So she thinks she's still being filmed. Ew. And she's like sending a sizzle to Andy. She's like, hey, Andy, just want to make sure you saw this.
Or is she, do you think she's highly intelligent?
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't. That's a definite no.
Yeah. Okay.
No. So then Meredith, like, she decides she's going to apologize for being a lunatic yesterday. And Lisa just, this is like Lisa's snapping point, because Meredith, like, Lisa's like, none of you want to defend me. And then she's like, when she says Meredith, like, this isn't nice. And she's like, well, you just said nobody defends you. Now you want me to defend you? I'm like, Meredith, you're poking the bear here. You pushed her too far.
The problem is, who's going to be Meredith's friends this third season?
Because
her only alliance was with Mary. Mary's gone.
But I think that weather is still cool with her.
Okay.
It's not going to be Jen.
But they're also
Jen and Meredith made up a fake
memorial.
True. We'll have to wait till the reunion to see what happens. But Jen and Meredith, I could see Jen and Meredith being, she's got to find someone, right? So Lisa's pissed.
No, I think, okay, you think Jen and Meredith make up at the wedding?
Reunion, they start following each other again.
Okay, okay.
So I think they team up to take Lisa down.
Ooh,
but you know what? Lisa, don't go bar low, because she's going to go bar high. You know. So Meredith, or so like Lisa, like walks off, and like Whitney's like, I have to ask you about the memorial, which is like.
Okay, so this is why I think like Meredith is so pissed.
Oh, I think she's pissed because her dad died and she has to justify it.
But I feel like if people were really asking, like, we'll just show them. Like,
but
just
why? Show them. Like, why do I have to prove my dad died? You want my death? It would be pretty.
No, it's not that they're saying that the dad didn't die. They're asking when the memorial is.
Right, but I guess I'm like, why do
she's
I have
lying.
To prove
she's
to
lying.
Any-
she's a fucking liar.
Oh,
yeah.
She's a Camille.
She's a fucking liar. Yeah. Oh, wow. Because she's like, I'm not even going to answer. This doesn't warrant an answer. You know, this
what
is
do you
gonna,
think she was doing
is getting very ugly, very fast. And it's none of your fucking business. If it was so easy to prove, wouldn't you just say, sorry.
Yeah, no. So she says, like, I get what you're saying. Like, you should just be able to pull up a picture of you guys at the memorial of some sort and say, like,
or just
hey,
like show like the freaking like.
Oh, the, you want the casket, Mary?
No,
what is this? What is
no,
she to
I,
do?
The where like, do you think the program, but the program.
Oh my God.
This is my
wild.
Father. Stop it. Yes, I did, Whitney. Don't talk about my family. My dead father. Goodbye. She's lying. The timeline.
What do you think she was? So what do you think the timeline is then?
Not saying that she didn't go there for like her husband or her God, sorry, the
now dad, I was gonna say the her brother. Father, her father's memorial.
Not saying that, but okay. I think the dates are wrong.
But what does it matter if she's there for the memorial or not? Like if she's there
because they're saying you knew the bus was coming, and that's why you weren't on it.
Why does she want to go?
That's what this is all about.
Why does she want to go from Aspen to Salt Lake to Vail when she could?
There's the whole thing is fishy. And Lisa Barlow is on to her. And I have the clip.
And Lisa snaps. Yeah, I want you to play the clip.
Okay, hold on.
Are you playing it from our Instagram? I have your back and I'm offended by that. You play our Instagram. She's a whore. I hate her. She's a whore. She's half of New York. She's a
to be continued.
Oh, but you have to play the whole thing.
That was it. Fuck Meredith is a piece of shit. I have her back. I'm offended by that. Fuck you. You fucking piece of shit, garbage whore. I fucking hate her. She's a whore. She's fucked half of New York. She can go fuck herself. Here, you can have your mic back.
So then there's all this stuff of like what's happening, right? So Lisa says the mic was off. I was basically in a room with a producer, which you can see in the background that Lisa was with a producer, and she said her mic was off and there is a boom that captured it. Right. And Meredith is like, don't you think we would have seen the boom? Which I'm like, but there's a camera there. So why wouldn't there be a boom with the camera? I don't understand these things. And then it's like, I don't know. I'm just
Lisa. I don't think Lisa Barlow is a liar.
She's a lot of things, but she's not a liar.
I don't think she's a liar.
I agree. Because she's already said too. She said on Watch What Happens Live, like she wishes she didn't say that. And I'm sure there's a lot that happens at the reunion because I believe that they got these episodes the day before the reunion. And so nobody had known that had happened.
Well, I'm sorry, Meredith. Episode. You did fuck half of New York. We know you did. What? And that's okay. You were
live your best life.
We need to talk more about the fact that Jen Shah potentially cheated on Coach Shah.
I know.
That should be the conversation. Like, we are focused on the wrong things with this.
Yeah, group. Meredith, you were on a break. You were on a break.
Like, live your best life.
Sleep around. Have a good time.
Enjoy yourself.
Yes.
Get off and get on, you know?
Yes.
And off again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, we'll be good to.
And then I guess it left out the part of.
Play our Instagram video. I posted the whole thing.
Sorry. It left the other good part was that, like, your husband can't keep a fucking job.
You want me to play the whole thing now?
Okay, no, I mean, that was the gist. Okay.
Okay, and then you play the rest of it.
Yeah.
So it's like her dumb fucking family that poses. I don't know why. Because I was like, and then I started thinking, I was like, Lisa knows a lot of secrets because they've had this friendship.
Completely.
Right? And like, she just.
But then remember when Lisa cried when she heard out that her and Seth were on a break?
Yeah.
So was that fake?
No, I think she found all this stuff out after the fact. And like, I'm sure Jen told Lisa, because Jen's the one that put all this idea into Whitney's head last season about Meredith. She's not getting it from Seth. Who's she getting it from? You know? And then it's like, how does Whitney know that they might've hooked up with the same guy? Like, there's stuff we're not seeing.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But I love it. I love it.
So I love it. It was like one of probably the best episodes of Housewives ever.
Literally,
just there was a like,
when Jen
little
got
bit.
Arrested in that last 10 minutes of that episode, I was like, nothing tops this. This season has delivered far above and beyond. Like, it will be very hard for any season to top a season 2 of Real House. Like, I don't know what they do next season. Like, we're gonna lose Jen. We've lost Mary. There's no Jen. Like, who are we bringing in?
Angie?
No. You know what? If Angie was good enough,
what
she would have stood out.
To Angie, yeah.
I don't know.
Meredith gets a friend, an ally.
Who? Besides should we bring Brooks? Someone from Chicago?
Besides Brooke.
Does she have? Listen, I know some Park City peeps if you guys need anyone.
Oh.
I'm just saying. Or, you know, if you want to do your spinoff, our spinoff that my dad suggested, which is a country club spinoff.
Yes, I like that. Also, I want to see them go on a vacation. Oh, they're still not going to be able to leave.
Why? Because of Jen?
Yeah. I want to see them like, go to Mexico or something.
You love when the cast goes to Mexico.
I know, just tropical. It's just a different vibe. Just a different vibe. And
real
they haven't really
Real Housewives of the like, Island, baby.
I feel like they haven't had the opportunity to have like a really great housewife trip.
Well, you know, I don't know if he knew what's been going on for the past 2 years. I know. Okay. Well, anything else you have?
It was so fun. It was so good. I love it so much.
I know. Well,
don't forget to listen to our New Jersey recap. Join our Patreon.
Here we go. Drop it,
book
baby.
A camping. Tell book us a cameo more. With us.
All right. And have a great rest of your week. And we will see you next time.
Bye.